I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
All right, let's get a Buffalo Bills training camp preview now. Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us before we close up shop for the long holiday weekend. Look ahead to the end of July with the Bills coming back to Rochester and St. John Fisher University. Ryan, how are you, bud?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Ryan, you know what would make me happy for the Buffalo Bills? I know it might make your job happy, but like 4th of July weekend, nothing. Like no news, and we come back here a week from now. In fact, like as far as Buffalo Bills storylines heading to camp, have you ever recalled the time in Buffalo Bills history, or at least since you've been covering the team, where, yeah, it doesn't seem like we have the Jordan Poyer story, and that's been kind of lingering. But other than that, though, it doesn't seem like there are other big stories concerning this Buffalo Bills team right now.
Yeah, no, it's been pretty ho-hum, like you mentioned. Jordan Poyer is the big story, and obviously, there's smaller storylines. There's the fact that Josh Allen has a new offensive coordinator and Ken Dorsey, but Dorsey's been here. So there's that. There's Aaron Cromer working with the offensive line. But you're right. This roster, especially the starting roster, is pretty well set in place on both sides of the ball. And that's not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing to kind of know what this team's going to look like, the makeup of this roster, already this early, obviously, in late June.
Ryan, I'm going to keep an eye on Terrell Bernard, the rookie out of Baylor, throughout the course of the preseason to see how he shows up, if he shows up, the kind of plays he makes when he gets opportunities. I might be in the minority here, but I have a sneaking suspicion that in making that move, the Bills have set themselves up for a potential future without Tremaine Edmonds, given that, you know, he's going to be due for a payday here. What are your thoughts on the linebacker position for the Buffalo Bills and that selection of Bernard and what it might mean here beyond the 2022 season?
Yeah, listen, Bernard is a great opportunity to step right in and become the team's number three linebacker. And I know, you know, the Bills run a lot of two linebacker sets more than anything else, but he can take on that A.J. Klein role this year. He's kind of like Matt Milano in terms of his size, his speed, former safety turned linebacker. So he has a lot of the attributes, similar speed. I'm really interested to watch him as well, but I think he has a great opportunity to get onto the field as a rookie, because when you look at the other options behind Edmonds and Milano, you have Tyler Medakevich, who is there mostly for special teams, and he can play that middle linebacker role, that Edmonds role. You have Tyrell Dodson. You have a rookie in Baylen Specter. And then obviously Andre Smith was going to be suspended. He had a lot of special team snaps, but no guarantee that he'll even make this roster now.
Yeah, so the one battle that I'm going to be, let's push to Tre'Davious White to the side right now, because really, we don't know. You're hopeful that he'll be ready to go week one. And even if he isn't, but the other battle being Elam, the rookie, going up against the other corner, coming back here. Where do you come down on this battle here? Because certainly Dane Jackson against Kyer Elam is a big battle. Do you pencil in Elam as the starter right away? Does he need to wrestle this job away from Jackson, who, Ryan, I got to be honest, I thought he did an okay job last year.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to hand the job to Elam right out of the gate. Now, mind you, I think by midseason they want him to kind of take the reins on it and kind of take over that spot, because you did draft him in the first round. But the Bills don't like to give starting jobs to rookies unless there is a major void there. If you go back all the way through the Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean era, there were certain opportunities for players to step right in, like a Trey White. They didn't have a starting cornerback back then. But now, you're right, if Trey White is healthy, hypothetically he's ready to go week one, I think there's a chance that Dane Jackson starts opposite him, at least in that first quarter of the season. They'll give Elam a lot of reps. They'll rotate him in. But it's no lock that he's going to start. Like I said, they want him to win that job. They invested a first-round pick in him. And they would love to be able to have a rookie step right into this lineup and contribute out of the gate.
Ryan, I don't know that we've ever seen a Sean McDermott coach team carry seven wide receivers into the regular season, but when I look at the depth chart for the Bills at wide receiver, I have a hard time seeing how they can't go with seven going into the regular season. When you factor in that Kumro has done what he's done as a special teamer for this team, Shakir is somebody that you're going to hold on to that you've invested in. And Tavon Austin and Jamison Crowder, by all reports, were impressive during the offseason programs.
Yeah, and obviously no pads on at this point, so Austin's going to have to prove himself to a certain extent at training camp. It's been a few years since he's put up any kind of reliable stats in the NFL, since he's put up decent stats at least with the Rams like he did early in his career. But you're right. You look at this team, you have Stephon Diggs, Gabriel Davis, obvious locks. You have Jamison Crowder to kind of step in, and you would think assume the Cole Beasley role, but he's going to be better in terms of the yards after the catch. That being said, I think Isaiah McKenzie is going to get every opportunity to kind of claim his spot there, too, and eat into that slot receiver role. He's been with Josh Allen longer than any of these receivers. They've built a rapport. He showed what he could do last year, especially in that Patriots game, so he's going to get some opportunities. You mentioned Shakir. I know he was a fifth-round pick, but he was also a player where a lot of draft analysts had him as a late day-two prospect, so you're not giving him up. Kumro, they value special teams, you know, players that play a lot of special team snaps, and he certainly does that. And then you have Austin, who might end up being your punt returner. So what does that mean for Isaiah Hodgins, a former draft pick who's battled injuries? It means he's going to have a great training camp to even have a chance to make this roster. And the same can go for Marquez Stevenson, who has the speed that this Buffalo Bills team covets on offense that they're looking for, but he has not been reliable with his hands here early on in his career.
We're talking Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, as coming up, well, next month, which July is tomorrow. Bills back for the first time since 2019 at St. John Fisher. There's one player I'm going to be keeping an eye on, of many, that I think I could listen to the argument either way, and that's Zach Moss. Zach Moss, to me, is somebody that had injuries. Still is kind of like a little bit young, but this is kind of the year here, right? Year number three, where I could see him being cut, Ryan, and I could also see him actually kind of stepping up and delivering on the promise if he's actually given the opportunity. Where do you come down on that pendulum? Is it more likely that Moss steps up and earns a spot, or is he in real danger of not even making the 53?
If I were to choose, I think he steps up and makes the roster. But that being said, injuries have been, you know, part of his career going back to even college at Utah. He's, you know, been banged up here and there. But when you look at this roster, obviously Devin Singletary has earned the role of being, you know, the number one running back on this team late in the season. You bring in James Cook in the draft, who they might not start him out in a big role. Again, I think they're going to ease him into the lineup, but eventually he's going to be on the field for passing downs. You're going to maybe even have some sets where you have both backs on the field. You can line up Cook in, as a receiver. You know, you could split him out or start him in the backfield and split him out wide. So that actually, the drafting of Cook, I thought, hurt Duke Johnson more than anyone else because of the fact that that was his bread and butter for most of his career, catching the ball out of the backfield. And that gives Zach Moss an opportunity to kind of be a short yardage guy, that battering ram in the middle. And I know he hasn't shown that he can do that yet, but he was coming off of a serious injury last year. Brandon Bean made note of it on one of the offseason shows that they did, said that Moss really couldn't cut last season. He thinks that he'll be able to do that this year. And then obviously behind them, too, you still have Reggie Gilliam, who I think makes this roster as the fullback slash tight end, maybe number three, so you can carry one less player there. And Tywan Jones, believe it or not, is intriguing to me because here's a guy that's been so good on special teams for the Bills and throughout his career. But at some point, don't you want to go with a younger player instead of saying, hey, we're keeping this spot, this one precious spot on this 53-man roster for a 34-year-old whose main job is only to play on special teams?
Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com talking to Buffalo Bills here on the Fan Rochester with Danger and Battaglia in the sports bar. Ryan, I think we all like what we saw out of Spencer Brown in his rookie year, but we know that he's been dealing and battling with some injuries here this offseason, missed a lot of reps during the offseason programs. Is he at a disadvantage coming into training camp when you consider who the Bills have brought in on the offensive line, the vets, some of these names that have experience, certainly more experience than even Brown has?
I think he's going to be okay. Now, mind you, again, new offensive line coach Aaron Cromer, so it doesn't mean that he's guaranteed to be the starter, but I like the way he ended his rookie season. I think that Cromer's going to see the athleticism, the size, the fact that he was getting better and better as the year went on. And, you know, mind you, David Questenberry's played tackle. He has a little versatility. He can play tackle and guard. I think he ends up being the swing tackle for this team. I don't think he necessarily pushes for a starting role. Tommy Doyle, last year, I didn't think that talent-wise, going into the regular season, I didn't think he was one of the best 53 players, but he was a draft pick. He has a lot of athletic traits. It's just they have to coach that up now. So I don't know if he's ready for a big role. And then, you know, the other guys on this roster, Greg Mance is more of a guard. Cody Ford's a guard. Van Roten, another guard. So really, the only guys that would be able to really push him is Questenberry, maybe Doyle. I don't think you're going to get much out of the rookie and Luke Tenuta. I don't know if he's going to be able to make this roster, and I don't see any scenario where Bobby Hart starts for this team.
I think history is repeating itself here, Ryan, because I remember there was one year where we were all pointing out, now, Patrick DeMarco, he's playing a lot of snaps, but what value? Does he actually make the roster? Well, the guy who eventually took his job, Reggie Gilliam, I guess the question is, when on a loaded Bills roster, you'd like to have Gilliam, but is there enough room on this roster? What about the chances that Reggie Gilliam might find himself on the outside looking in, or am I looking at this all wrong? Is he just too valuable for things we don't see here?
I think he is too valuable. So keeping in mind that he can be the fullback for this team, and I know fullback's an outdated position in today's NFL, but he's a major special teams contributor, and you have to look at those snap counts and figure that a lot of those guys are at the top of the list, especially younger players like Gilliam have a good chance of making this roster. But where I think he helps the most for this Bills team is he can serve as a tight end as well. They were cross-training him last year to be a fullback and a tight end. And mind you, I don't think he's necessarily ever going to be like a superstar tight end, but if you can only hold two tight ends on this roster, Dawson Knox and O.J. Howard, you have a pseudo tight end number three in Reggie Gilliam, your fullback, your special, one of your special teams aces. And he also fills that role where you can kind of cut ties with the Tommy Sweeney, Jalen Weidermeyer, Quentin Morris, put one, two, maybe all three of those guys on your practice squad, if by all means. But it helps in another area as well. So I think Gilliam, and in terms of his versatility, he's too valuable at this time to really part ways with him.
He is Ryan Talbot of NewYorkUpstate.com, joining us in the Fan Rochester in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Ryan, let's talk about something off the field. Do we think we get any resolution on the Micah Hyde situation here before we get to training camp?
Jordan Poyer?
I'm sorry.
Hyde?
My guy, Jordan Poyer. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was going to say.
Complete Freudian slip. I apologize.
No worries. I'm interested in that as well. Listen, he didn't have to come, obviously, to the voluntary camp, and he didn't. But then he was there at mini camp. He showed up. He knows the importance of being there for the teammates. He's been golfing with Josh Allen and Von Miller. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some short-term resolution. And I know that he wants that one last major payday in his career, and by all means, he deserves it. He's coming off of an all-pro season. But the Bills just have already invested so much money in this roster, obviously at the top with Josh Allen, but you go through and Trey White, and you have Deion Dawkins, and so many others, Stephon Diggs, list goes on and on. You have to pay Dawson Knox if he has another really good year. So you have to kind of look at the age of the players, and I think Poyer has been so important to this team. But make him happy this year. Come up with something where you can give him some more guaranteed money. You can do something for him. And maybe even in a short term into next year too, or some kind of option for him. But I just don't see him long term being in Buffalo. I would like to see some kind of something that will happen here at camp to make him happy at least for 2022.
Ryan, another off-field story, and I don't know if there's any developments, but I would have thought we would have some teasers or something that would whet the appetite. We're going to have a new stadium here. This is reality. So do we know anything about a timeline when we might see artist renderings? That ask for whatever the ticket prices are, it's going to come, and they got to get the fan base a little excited. So do you think that lands a little more closer to the season? And then it's always kind of tricky with when it comes to the situation around Kim Pegula, but I'm just wondering how that may be impacting a timeline here, knowing that she is a decision maker and she has her own battle going on right now.
Yeah, and that certainly could be playing a role into it. Now, that being said, there was someone a few months ago that said artist renderings should be made available in the near future. So I'd like to think that the renderings are as close to done, if not completed, as possible, and they're just waiting for the right opportunity to unveil it. That might be this summer at training camp. That might be during the preseason. I think we are getting pretty close to at least seeing an artist rendering of what this new stadium is going to look like, some of the features, because you're right, there's going to be some price tags that might make the Bills fans kind of take a step back there and have to reevaluate when the time comes. But they want to at least be able to see what this new stadium is going to be looking like and what their investment in this new stadium could end up looking like, too, in terms of purchasing tickets long term.
Ryan, there's no offseason for you and Matt Parrino and all the coverage that you give this team. I want to know a little bit more about what you guys are working on here over the course of the next couple of weeks, what we can dig into, what our listeners can dig into here as we get ready for training camp at the end of next month.
Yeah, Matt and I just had our podcast last night. Six Buffalo Bills named Josh Allen. Bills can least afford to lose in 2022. So we each picked who we thought was a valuable member to the offense, the defense, and then just one honorable mention as well. So that's up on the site, the article, and then we also have the podcast and all the major podcast platforms as well as on YouTube. We're going to be kind of looking at this roster. I'm going to be doing a little series on the most important players to 2022 here. Probably starting early next week. No pod next week, but we're going to be back at it here as camp approaches. We'll be ramping things up, doing, I'm sure, a few shows a week, especially, obviously, once camp begins.
Yeah, and you're going to be up here for camp. Now, we already ran this by Parrino when we had him on. He's not totally down. I think he'll go along with this. He's not really up for a plate. He's Mr. Clean Eater. Ryan, you'll let us buy you a plate, right, bud?
Oh, 100%. That's the one thing I do. It's like my treat for when I go to Rochester. That one or two times a year I get the plate. You have to do it. You have to experience that when you're in Rochester.
I love it. All right, Ryan, we look forward to seeing you here, man, and really appreciate all the time that you give us here in the Sports Bar, keeping us updated on everything happening with the Bills. Doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, guys. Always a pleasure.
You get it. Ryan Talbot, NewYorkUpstate.com, Shout Podcast. Yeah, he and Parrino, dynamic duo, doing an unbelievable job covering this team.
Yeah, and there are storylines. Yeah, there will be.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And look, you know, we're going to blink and it's going to be here. Again, I don't want to wish summer away. We say it all the time. We're going into the 4th of July, a nice long holiday week, a long holiday weekend, and then extending into next week. Gino and I will be off. When we return, it's already July 11th, and we're there. I mean, it's time. It's go time, baby. All right, let's get some news and notes from around the NFL. Appetizers coming up here next in the Sports Bar.
Yeah, so things we're chasing here is certainly the Cleveland. Well, are we going to have a Browns story today or tomorrow? Maybe?
You know, Albert Breer was on our Odyssey Sports sister station, The Fan in Cleveland, earlier. And he brought up some interesting points on which way this could swing, depending on, you know, which point of view you're looking at, whether you're thinking about what the NFL might be wanting versus what Watson might be wanting. We can get to that here in a little bit as well.
Yeah, and you know how the Rams St. Louis collected from the move that the Rams to Los Angeles. What about Oakland? Oakland got left kind of in the lurch, right? Wouldn't that be nice if they kind of, well, we'll give you an update on that.
All right. Well, that's all coming up here next. Appetizers in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. It's Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can bet the tour with a no-sweat first bet. If you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back in free bets. You could use your no-sweat bet on, I don't know, some of the players that are taking part in the John Deere Classic this weekend. Round one underway today. I see some notable names there. Cam Champ, Jason Duffner taking part this weekend. Zach Johnson taking part this weekend as well. And maybe they'll win outright, finish in the top 20, win a head-to-head matchup, and more. You could do all of that during this weekend's John Deere Classic on FanDuel Sportsbook. Great promotions every day, unbelievable odds boosts. It's safe, it's secure, and you get paid fast. See for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up using promo code Mike, M-I-K-E, and get started with your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. FanDuel Sportsbook, official betting operator of the PGA Tour, promo code Mike. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Odyssey has sports for every fan. Keep up with your favorite teams from across the country and get the inside scoop from experts. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.